Well, honey child, did you hear the good news?
Honey, I've heard the gospel plenty of times. I heard the good news indeed, child, that Christ can save sinners.
Honey, I didn't mean that good news.
Well, honey, whatever good news there is.
Well, honey, you're still in the race.
Oh, I forgot I'm such a wonderful prime minister in the town with this ridiculous X-Factor turn of events or whatnot.
Well, honey, you didn't get booted off this week.
Honey, this is like Big Brother or whatever. Is that still going on?
Honey, child, I think they can, at least in this country, honey, child.
Goodness me.
But I hear it's a big thing in Nigeria, India, and U.S., honey.
Nigeria? Okay. Well, who was kicked out this week, then, in an episode of politics?
Well, honey, child, looks like that Louis Long and that Susan Mayweather from the Power Party. Well, someone switched out that power because they're now out.
Oh, they wonder how they're taking it.
Well, apparently not well, according to social media, honey.
Well, they're gracious losers, isn't it?
Well, honey, what's going to happen when you lose?
When I lose? More like if I lose.
Honey, child, you ain't going to win. You're not even trying to campaign.
It's true, honey, child, but you know, I did get far in that Love Island thing, so let's find out how far we're going to get here.
Oh, Daisy, Nanny Prescott, I'm glad you're here.
Oh, Deborah and Jake, how are you doing?
Well, we ain't doing the greatest, you know.
Well, honey, child, Adam, what's the matter? Have you seen Toby McHale?
Toby Maguire!
No, Toby McHale.
Also, every time I think of Toby Maguire, I think of Mona the Vampire, because those names fit together. And you can go, Toby Maguire! Just like Mona the Vampire!
And honey, child, when was that thing last on?
I don't know, but in the year by and by, or whatever.
Well, have you seen Toby McHale?
You mean Toby Maguire?
Honey, child, no. He means Toby McHale.
Well, that works too, Toby McHale. Oh, that's not as good as Maguire, because one's a vampire. And
honey, child, please. You're supposed to be one of a prime minister. We've been taking people's, you know, concerns, things like that. Not just singing Mona the Vampire.
Honey, you mean Toby Maguire?
Honey, please. Well, it turns out, honey, child, Toby McHale's right over there.
Oh, that's good.
Honey, is he getting his hair cut?
Well, no, honey, child. He just wanted to sit down and look out the window, honey. So I was like, okay, you can sit down and look out of that window, honey, child, you know. At least he ain't like Catherine Dunn, honey. She will get you to do work on her hair, and then she will not pay your tab. Don't get me started about that mafioso wannabe later. I'm telling you something.
Honey, child, we get the point. We know how Catherine Dunn, you know, is cheaper than a cheapskate. Now, what do you want to see Toby McKay about?
Well, there's clearly something wrong with him.
Oh, honey, is he still philandering around going after those women and all that sort of thing?
No, he hasn't done that in ages.
Well, that's good. Good on him.
But, I mean, there's something on his mind.
Maybe it's marriage. Maybe we should call Beverly Arca. You know, he had a thing for her back in the day.
Well, honey, Charles, he's now engaged.
To who this time?
Apparently, Whipshaw Jock, some NFL player, something like that, honey, Charles.
Oh, honey, that doesn't matter. That's going to tear away about 2 seconds anyway. No, not her style. But what do you mean, there's something on his mind? Like Georgia or something?
No, I think there's something really wrong.
I need more information.
Well, we need more information, Annie Prescott, Daisy. We're wondering, well, if we could talk to him. Or maybe you guys, because we need to find out something's up with him. Well, when did this occur? You know, this sort of mum's the word type of thing that you're explaining.
Well, I think things really began when he was suffering for the Hymans.
He's suffering the Hymans, the enemy?
Oh, Nanny Prescott, please, honey.
I'm just saying.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe he heard something whatnot that he shouldn't have, or whatever. Yeah, but I just don't know why he's so quiet and all.
Well, honey, this is the hairdressers. I always get people talking. Don't worry. I've got that for you. How you doing, Toby McHale?
You mean Toby Maguire?
Nanny Prescott, please.
So I'm being more like my daughter Champagne every day.
Oh, hi, Daisy.
Now, honey, something's on your mind, honey. And we here at the hairdress, we're all about the good talk, you know? We love the good talk. And, honey, you can talk to us anytime, even your boy. It's fine.
What makes you think I need to talk about that?
Honey, you got the world on your shoulders. I mean, I can see that atlas on your shoulders right now, honey. I can literally make up China. I can make up Russia on the globe that is sitting on your shoulders, honey. That's how obvious there's something wrong.
Is that obvious, eh?
Mm-hmm, honey. I don't miss a beat, honey.
So what about it? There's some things that one can't say.
Oh, honey, you can tell us, honey.
This is the hairdresser's. Secrets literally explode from here and go all over the place. That's a good point, honey, chat. But point being, honey, we are here to keep confidence, honey, if we have to keep confidence, honey. But something's wrong, and your friends are worried. You know, Deborah, Jake, and all, honey, they are worried for you, child. That's nice.
Well, how did it go?
Honey, child, he ain't talking.
Well, what happened to your little magic, Daisy?
Well, how about you try, Miss Prime Minister Wannabe?
All right, then I'll go and try. I'll get him singing like a lullaby songbird. How you doing, honey, child, Toby?
Hi, Nanny Prescott.
You know your name's Magic Toby McGuire, you know, and every time I think of Toby McGuire, I think of Mona the Vampire, because they're like the same syllables, and when modified with Mona the Vampire, and then that Toby McGuire, well, no, you're like Toby McHale, which doesn't really match with the rhyme and all. But you know, we can work that out, honey.
Why, yeah.
Honey, I need you to talk to me, honey. There's something on your mind, like Georgia, and it's clearly affecting your love. And besides, we need this seat for someone to do their hair. I mean, I don't even work here, but, you know, Daisy needs to do people's hair, and you're just sitting somewhere there, and she can earn some money, but you're just sitting there just staring out into space into your future, honey, or something like that.
Nanny Pescott, even though I've had something to say, I'm not at liberty to say.
Oh, honey, oh boy. How about if we do a yes or no game? So while I see it, and I like, it's like a hot or cold thing. So I'll be like, is it about the Hymans? And then if yes is about the Hymans, you give one clap. If it's no Hymans, you give two claps. How about it? Oh, so it's not about the Hymans.
No, I'm not telling you anything.
Oh my days, honey. You ain't gonna help anybody. Well, see you later, bye. I failed, honey child, too. He's like a brick wall. We need some Miley Cyrus to get that working ball through that thing so we can find out what's going on with the dead man.
Hey, guys.
Oh, Jill Elliott, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
I haven't seen you in ages, child. You still out with that Luca?
Yeah, we're still in our imminal.
Well, honey child, we need help. We need you to help Toby McHale here.
In what way? Well, he has got something on his mind, but he ain't telling people.
He's like, and I'm not telling you.
Well, he's doing Jennifer Holliday.
Well, more Hudson, really. I think he is enough to Holliday's part, to be honest with you, honey child. But problem is, we need some friend to speak to someone, and you're a pretty lady.
I'm also an attached lady.
Well, I ain't talking about, you know, you flirt or whatever, but maybe he'll talk to a pretty girl like you.
Well, honey child, what are you saying? We ain't but
honey, we are old as the hills, honey child. You're large and round and old, and we're both wrinkly and that sort of thing.
Well, honey, I ain't gonna lie about my disposition in terms of weight or my wrinkliness, honey child. But we need him to talk to people, because something's on his mind. He'll go.
Okay. Oh, hi, Jill. Hi, Toby. I'm pretty much been sent here by Nanny Prescott and Daisy, and I think Jake and Deborah too, to find out what's the matter with you. Oh, they're not giving up, are you? Well, they care about you. They don't want to see you hurt. But what happens if I reveal all that? It might cost me everything. Oh, what, like your job at being a sofa and all? Well, we always can have people with your driving experience and all at the car showroom. Oh, you're still selling cars and? Yeah, that's what I'm gifted at. That's what I can do. You give me a lemon of a car, I can sell it to some Eskimos. Okay, I don't know how that analogy works, but you get the point. Well, can you try and convince me to talk, though? Well, I'm trying, and it seems like I'm failing. But Toby, listen, whatever you're going through, you can't do it alone. That's what I've known for a lot in time. And I know Daisy and Nanny Prescott, that they know that too. There's safety in numbers. Trust me. There's not with this secret. Okay. But listen, the door's always open when it comes to us, but you got to go in and knock at the door, okay? Because we're not going to be waiting around here forever. Life got to keep on moving. I got to sell cars and all. But I do want to say that opportunity's open for you if need be. Thanks a lot.
Well, any luck?
No, Jake. Oh, woodles.
So he really didn't say anything to you?
No. Well, he didn't say anything to Daisy, Nanny Prescott, nor me when I asked, when we're back at the Women's Fellowship and all.
Oh, well, when sending a Hymen would... Oh, I heard that when he was... taking him hostage, just proclaiming his whoop-de-doo nonsense. Goodness me, I'm telling you something that much, honey child. Well, what did you say to him then?
Well, I just said that to... The door's open, but he's got to come and knock at the door. Oh, that's a good thing, honey, because sometimes we know we're waiting for stars to fall, keep waiting for people to change, honey, and they ain't coming to the door. And I'm like, honey, I can't keep up and put my life on hold for nonsense. You know what I mean? I gotta keep on going, keep doing hair, that sort of thing. But you know,
without further ado, honey, we better get back to life, since Toby not revealing anything.
Yeah, thank you guys though for trying.
Well, we'll see what happens, honey.
Such a long day. Thankfully my mouth didn't slip. Otherwise it would have been the end of me. I got a text. Make sure you keep whatever you think you know to yourself, or it will be the end of you. Signed, Mr. Fortunum. Oh boy. Oh boy. Do you think they know that I know? Do I reply? What do I... I just got to send a text saying, don't worry, Mr. Fortunum. I don't know what you want about. But even if I did, I wouldn't say anything to you. My word is my bond, sort of thing. So, type that, send that off. Oh, it's very quick. He says, good. Let's keep it that way. You've been listening to What's Gone on Grass Valley. I'm the creator of the show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much for coming aboard. It's great to have you guys come and listen to the show. Whenever there's other episodes, you can tune in as we go through our political season, as people are getting voted off each week. Do remember there's also books you can buy as well. But until next time, bye-bye for now.